Help these children to know and fear the Lord.
帮助他们去认识敬畏神。
Because many times it's very easy for us to get distracted and lose sight of this point.
因为很多时候我们都是容易去分心，去失去这个的视力。
You know, and as parents, sometimes we're very pragmatic.
咁我们作为父母，很多时候都是很务实。
We kind of think that we can do both.
我们以为我们可以两样都做得到。
You know, we can have the riches of the world.
我们可以有这个世界上的丰盛。
And we can have salvation too.
我们也可以有救恩。
You know, but in reality,We're fooling ourselves.
但是呢其实呢我们是自欺欺人。
Bible says in Matthew 6:24,
圣经在马太福音这样说，
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
第六章二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
The point is, where is our heart in raising our children?
个重点就系我哋养育儿女嘅心喺边度咧
？Is it more totally concerned about his spiritual life and his knowing and loving God?
是不是完全注重他们的属灵的生命，让他们能够认识爱神呢？
Or is it about being successful and having the riches of the world?
或者是要成功，要在世上拥有很多的丰盛丰富呢？
It's not that we say we don't do both.
不是说我们两样都不做。
But there needs to be a balance.
但是需要有平衡。
You know, look into our children's lives and see which one do we spend more time in.
咁我哋睇下我哋儿女嘅生活喺边一个方面，佢哋系用咗更多嘅时间咧
？And after a while, you find out what are we focused on？
咁之后咧，你就会睇到我哋注重嘅系乜嘢
？You know, because this passage in Deuteronomy reminds us of the most important thing that God wants us to do。
因为喺《申命记》呢一段经文话就系话俾我哋听，神要我哋做乜嘢
？You know, you're to love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, your might。
最重要的就是你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You know, these words that I command you shall be on your heart.
我今天所吩咐你的都要记在心上。
And in verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and they shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
第七节，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Over seven, that actually tells us very greatly what God means by that.
咁呢一节咧就话俾我哋听，神需要我哋做乜嘢
？You know, we're to teach them all day long.
就系成日都要教导佢哋。
About loving God and who He is.
就系要爱神，要知道佢系边一位。
And even our teaching of academics.
就算我们是教导他们在学术上、
involves、
学业上
teaching them about loving God and doing things for the purpose of God
都要包括说我们要让他们去认识神是为神做
You know, we're to teach them diligently while we're sitting in our house when you're walking, when you're lying down, when you rise that's all day long
我们就是要殷勤地教导他们要坐在家里面走在路上躺下起来即是整天的
You know, sometimes we have to realize God doesn't just demandobedience of the law.
我哋有时要知道神唔系净系要求我哋要去顺服呢啲嘅律法。
God really wants our wholehearted love and devotion.
神系要我哋全心尽心尽意嘅去爱佢。
So that's the focus of a Christian parents.
呢个就系基督徒父母嘅应该注重嘅。
It's the focus and teach and nurture that soul.
就系要教导呢一个嘅灵。
To help them to be totally devoted to God.
帮助他们去尽心尽性地去爱神。
To teach them about who God is.
要教导他们神是哪一位。
You know, what does it mean to love and obey God?
爱神、信服神是什么意思？
You know, it's only when they know who God is.
当他们知道神是哪一位的时候。
That they can understand who they are.
他们才可以明白他们自己是谁。
You know, for each of us, that's the same thing.
我们每一个人都是这样。
You know, we don't know who we are until we know who God is.
我哋唔知道自己系边一个，直到我哋认识神系边一位。
Because of our understanding and our worldview of who we are depends on how we understand God.
因为我哋点样去明白我哋自己，点样睇呢个世界，系要我哋知道，当我哋知道神系边一位嘅时候，我哋先明白。
And the main thing that we must always remember.
所以重要嘅，我哋就系一定要记得。
It's that the sinful nature of the heart.
就是一个心人心的罪。
You know, the Bible says that we are totally depraved.
圣经告诉我们听，我们是完全的堕落。
You know, that's one of the tulips in our acronym.
这个就是tulip 这个字的其中一个。
Totally depraved.
就是完全的堕落。
Right. It doesn't mean that we're as bad as we can be.
不是就说我们可以有那么衰就得那么衰。
But it means that every fiber of our being is tainted by sin.
而是说我们每一个方面都是完全的被罪污染了。
That sin touched every aspect of our body.
就是罪就是接触到我们人生的每一个方面。
Of our soul and of our heart.
我们的灵我们的心。
And therefore we must remember that babies aren't born holy.
所以我们要记得 BB 出婴孩出生不
是
说很圣洁的。
We have this misconception. We look at this baby and he's so cute.
我们看到一个婴孩的时候我们觉得他很可爱。
You know, but in reality, they're born in sin.
但是我们要其实呢现实事实上呢他们是在罪里面出生的。
You know, Psalms 51:5 says, Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
诗篇告诉我们听我出生的时候就是在罪里面出生 我是在罪孽里生的在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪
So this little bundle of joy really isn't innocent
所以这个小宝宝不是真的不是真的不是真的可爱
you know,
是这么无知的
They are sinful at the moment they're born
他们一出生就是充满罪
There is a tendency to be self-centered and be selfish
他们的趋向就是要自私
yeah, because,
自我中心的
because that's all they have known.
因为他们只是懂得这一样
It's themselves.
就是他们自己
You know, these cute cuddly babies, you know, they're not an empty slate.
这个这么可爱的婴孩呢不是一张白纸
You know, because the Bible says that their heart is tainted by sin.
因为圣经告诉我们听他们的心是被罪污染了
You know, they will not naturally seek after good. They will not naturally seek after God.
他们的天性不是会去寻找良善不去寻找神的
And the Bible says if you leave them to themselves
圣经告诉我们如果我们任凭他们
They will be rebels
他们会变成叛乱分子
You ever read that book Lord of the Rings?
你有没有看过这本书这本书
Lord of the Rings
Lord of the Rings
You know when kids that are put into a deserted island
就是一班细路仔系摆咗喺一个荒凉嘅。
Oh, sorry. I forgot that. That was a long time ago.
搞错咗。
Yeah. But you could see the evilness that they develop.
就是一班细路仔摆喺一个荒岛里边咧，佢哋就系生出好多嘅邪恶。
You know that's why it's necessary for us as parents.
所以我哋作为父母咧
，God has given us that responsibility to turn these.Monsters into Christians.
神就要我哋帮，要我哋有一个责任，就将呢一啲嘅恐怖分子变成基督徒。
They're not terrorists.
唔系恐怖分子。
All right. But they are self-seekers.
但系佢哋系自私嘅，系寻找自己嘅益处。
No. Our natural, our sinful nature makes us that way.
因为我哋嘅罪性系让我哋成为咁样嘅人。
And Deuteronomy, it reminds us this is a pervasive thing in constant endeavor in teaching them.
但在生命记里面就是提醒我们我们是要不断的去提醒他们。
You know, Ephesians 6:4, it tells here, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书第六章就告诉我们你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
You know, fathers he's talking to.
他这个是讲父亲。
Fathers, bring them up.
父亲要养育他们。
All right, that word, the idea of bringing them up means to nurture.
养育的意思就是要去教育去培养。
All right, same thing as Ephesians 5:29 is to nourish them.
在以弗所书5章29章都是这样讲是要养育。
So particularly fathers, we're responsible to nourish our children in the God's word.
父亲，我哋就系要有责任，要喺用神嘅话语去教育我哋嘅儿女。
To nourish them by proper discipline and godly instruction.
要用正当嘅去管教方法，去用神嘅话去教导佢哋。
And that means parents have to mold the hearts of the children.
就系话，父母要去塑造儿女嘅心。
You know, we're not just to show them what is right and wrong.
我哋唔系净系要话俾佢哋听乜嘢系对嘅，乜嘢系错嘅。
We have to do that。
我哋系要做。
But we must reach deeper。
但系我哋要更深一层。
Not just to understand what is wrong, but why? Why is it wrong?
唔系净系要知道乜嘢系错嘅，
right?
而系要知道点解系错。
It's understanding the why that helps them understand their own heart。
让佢哋明白点解错。可以令他们知道自己的心是怎样。
You know, we must teach them to see that God's work, God works from the inside out.
我们要教导他们去看到神是从内心里面工作的。
Because God always says, the fruit that you bear actually comes from your heart.
因为神说你所结的果子是从心里面发出来的。
Therefore, our parenting can't just be to have obedient children.
所以我们的父母不是只是要有一些表现良好的儿女。
That they're well behaved.
他们表现良好。
That they don't embarrass me in public.
他们不会在公众场合令我尴尬。
But they must be reached at the heart level.
但是我们要去到他们的心。
Keeping, and that means we must keep the gospel in focus.
所以我们就是注重是看着福音。
You know, keeping the gospel in focus is more than helping them understand forgiveness of their sins through repentance and faith.
注重福音不是单是要他们明白藉着悔改他们可以罪得赦免。
But keeping the gospel in focus,
注重福音
that is where the grace for internal change is found.
因为那里可以找到内在的改变的恩典的能力。
I'll say that again, the only place we can have internal change is found in the gospel.
所以再说一次我们能够内心能够改变的能力就是在
The only way we can change that heart, sinful heart is through the gospel.
我们要改变这个充满罪的心就是要藉着福音。
It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的能力。
It is through the gospel.
就是藉着福音。
That changes the heart of man.
就是改变人的心。
It is the gospel that changes the hearts of our children.
这个福音也是改变我们儿女的心。
Ezekiel 36:26.
以西结书三十六章二十六节
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
See, our children are sinners.
我们的儿女是罪人。
We have to always remember their hearts are not neutral.
我们要记得他们的心不是中性的。
And that's why the gospel always becomes center of our lives, of our family.
所以我们的生活，我们的家庭一定要是以福音为中心。
Because when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
因为当我们有耶稣做我们的主和救主
We're given a new heart.
我们就会有一个新心
The gospel enables you and it enables your children
福音令到你和你的儿女
To face the worst parts of yourself
可以去面对最坏的自己
To face your own struggles with sin and badness and your weaknesses
可以面对你自己在罪里面的挣扎你的软弱
And still find hope
然后亦都会找到有希望。
Because the gospel, grace is that powerful.
因为福音的恩典是大有能力的。
So gospel must be center, must be the foundation of our home.
所以福音应该是我们家庭的中心。
You know, the
基础。
The parents bear the responsibility to know what the child needs.
父母是有责任知道儿女需要什么。
And they need the grace of Christ.
他们是需要基督的恩典。
They need to experience that grace within our homes.
他们要经历在家庭里面的经历到神的恩典。
To be lived out in our homes.
在我们的家庭里面活出来。
So it's that moment of discipline and training them.
就是在我们教导管教的时候。
That when we discipline, when we instruct, we're showing them how grace works.
当我们管教教导他们的时候我们就让他看到恩典是怎样。
As we bring correction,
当我们去纠正他们的时候
we correct their hearts of understanding what they're doing wrong.
我们纠正他们的心让他们明白他们做着什么是错的。
Showing them how their hearts of selfishness leads them to the action of sin.
让他们看到因为他们心里面的自私 带到导致佢哋有啲罪嘅行为。
And it's through that discipline we learn to help them walk through confession of our sins.
就系藉住呢一啲嘅管教，教导佢哋可以去学习点样去悔改。
And we restore them in faith with, by praying with them.
然后我哋去喺信心里边去同佢哋恢复关系，同佢哋一齐祈祷。
You know, when your children are very young,
当你嘅儿女好年轻嘅时候，年幼嘅时候。
They really don't know what's good for them.
佢哋系唔知道乜嘢系好对佢哋好嘅。
You know, they know what they want.
佢哋知道佢哋想要乜嘢。
But what they want probably may not always be what's good for them.
但系佢哋想要嘅唔一定系佢哋对佢哋有益处嘅。
So let me tell you now, let me give you a heads up for new parents.
所以新父母咧，我俾一个嘅指示俾你哋。
Don't fall into this bad habit.
唔好。去俾一建立一个坏嘅习惯。
Oh, when they're 1 year old, which one do you want? What do you want?
一岁嘅时候唔好问佢你想要边个啊？你要乜嘢啊
okay, ？What would you like to do?
或者问佢你想做乜嘢啊
？What would you like to eat?
你想食乜嘢啊
？Where do you want to go play?
你想去边度玩啊
？Okay, because you're feeding into that self-centeredness.
因为你就喺度喂养紧佢嘅自我中心。
You know, at that age, they don't know what they want.
喺嗰个时候，嗰个年纪，佢哋唔知道自己想要乜嘢。
You know, when they're a little older, all they want is to be happy and play.
佢哋再年纪大，再大少少嘅时候咧，佢哋就知道佢哋想要做嘅咧就系去玩。
You know, all they want is candy and cake.
佢哋就系想要食糖。
All they want will be that iPad, iPhone.
就系要攞电脑、电手机嚟玩。
Because we're starting them at 1 year old and half a year old. Let them choosing what they want.
因为佢半岁啊，一岁嘅时候，我哋就俾佢拣想做乜嘢。
You know, we're reinforcing that sinful tendency of selfishness.
我哋就将呢个自我中心嘅呢个趋向咧更加强化咗。
You know, God gave them parents.
神赐俾佢哋有父母。
To help them know what is good for them.
系要帮助佢哋知道乜嘢系对佢哋有益。
You know, we're to nurture and train them in the obedience of the Lord.
我哋系要养育佢哋，去训练佢哋去顺服神。
The idea of turning from sin,
就要转离罪恶
turning from self-centeredness,
转离自我中心
You know, ultimately, yes, they need to know and embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
最终他们是需要去认识耶稣基督做他们的救主
But ultimately, we can't control that.
但是最终我们是不可以控制这一点
It is the work of the Holy Spirit that will change the hearts of our children.
是圣灵的工作才可以改变我们儿女的心
But our responsibility is to pray for them, to feed them God's word.
我们的责任就是要为他们祈祷要将神的话语去教导他们
And parents must discipline children.
父母是要管教儿女的
A lot of people don't like that word.
很多人不喜欢这个字
you know, But the word nurture carries with the idea of learning through discipline
这个培养这个字呢就是有这个的包含着藉着训练去管教他们
That's what it says in Ephesians 6:4
藉着学习和训练在以弗所书第四章就是这样讲
We teach them We discipline them Disciplining is translated to chastising In Hebrews 12,
我哋去教导佢哋，去培养佢哋。咁喺希伯来书十二章嗰度呢个字咧，就系翻译为鞭打。
You know, a lot of modern psychologists are opposed to this idea of disciplining.
咁现代嘅心理学家咧就好反对呢一个管教呢个概念嘅。
And all the educational systems hold to that philosophy too.
咁所有嘅教育系统咧都系根据佢哋呢一个嘅
They call disciplining old-fashioned. It's behind the times.
他们觉得管教是古老啊
There are a lot of times what they say now is let the children express themselves.
他们现在所说的就是说要儿女去自己去表达自己
You know, if you discipline them, you hinder their development.
如果你去管教他们你就影响了他们的成长
You know, you destroy and distort their character and their self-esteem.
你摧毁了他们的性格和他们的自尊心
But in reality, the Bible says something very different.
但其实咧，圣经讲嘅非常之唔同嘅。
Discipline is a basic biblical principle of life and an evidence of love.
管教咧系圣经嘅基础原则，同埋系爱嘅表达。
You know, Hebrews 12:6 it says, "For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives."
希伯来书十二章讲到，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打 凡所收纳的儿子。
The Lord disciplines us.
主是要管教我们。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He wants us to be one that will be submissive to his will.
因为他希望我们去顺服他的旨意。
Because he knows our heart are always leaning towards rebellion.
因为他知道我们的心是的趋向是反叛的。
So it's also, our discipline is also out of that love for our children.
所以我们的管教就是爱，也是爱。
You know, we're called to chase that rebellion out of them.
我们要去将他们的反叛的倾向除去。
You know, it says Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him.
箴言十三章廿四节，不忍用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。
You know, yes, for sure, we must discipline our children in a biblical manner.
没错，我哋系要根据圣经嘅方法嚟到去管教我哋儿女。
And it starts, we must discipline out of love and never anger.
就是我们要是藉着因为爱来去管教，不是因为我们的怒气。
Or we can't fly off the handle and discipline.
我们不可以失控地去管教他们。
It's never good for the child nor the parents.
如果是这样，对他们和对父母都不是好的。
You know, using of the rod is not something that we'll be able to cover today.
我们今天不是说要去用鞭打。
Right, there are plenty of books you can read that will be helpful for you.
因为很多书是可以帮助你。
To understand how to discipline properly.
去怎样正确的去管教。
And if you discipline properly,
如果你是正确的管教，
you will rarely use the rod ever again in a child's life.
你都不再需要用杖在你的儿女的身上。
Because if you discipline properly once or twice, you never really have to bring the rod back out.
因为你如果正确的去管教一次两次，你以后都不需要再拿个鞭打出来。
Yeah, the most important thing in teaching young children,
最重要的教导年幼的儿童，
is to learn obedience.
就是要学习去顺服。
The most important lesson for children is at an early age,
年幼的儿童最重要的学习功课就是，
is to learn that they're individuals under authority.
就是他们是一个在权力之下的个人。
You know, and I think a lot of adults don't even know that.
我们可能很多成年人都不知道这件事。
All right, parents, we all, every adult needs to understand we are people that are under authority.
那我们是成年人，我们都知道我们是在一些权力之下的。
We are made by God.
我们是神所做的。
And we have the responsibility to obey God.
我们有责任要去顺服神。
So we are under God's authority.
所以我们是在神的权力之下的。
All of us as adults understand that.
我们所有的成年人都明白这一点。
And our children need to understand that.
所以我们的儿女都要去明白这一点。
And that's what it means in Ephesians 6. We teach them therefore to obey parents.
所以以弗所书六章就是告诉我们，我们要教导他去顺服父母。
Your focus is to root out that native, that born in rebellion.
那你的目的就是要去将他内心的 自然产生的这个背叛去除去。
You know, because in the child's heart,
因为在儿童的内心里面，
there's a natural tendency to be autonomous.
是有一个自然的趋向，就是要自立。
They want to do what they want to do.
他们就是要做自己想做的事。
Their hearts want no authority.
他们的心不想要有权力。
Now that's the sinful nature of man.
这个就是人的罪性。
We don't want God to be our authority.
我们不要神做我们的权力。
And that's the heart of defiance.
这个就是反叛的心。
And as a parent,
我们作为父母，
we're called in a young age to teach them that they are an individual under authority.
他们年幼的时候，我们就要教导他们，他们是在权力之下的。
And God has given the parents that responsibility.
神也都将这个责任给了父母。
And you, when they obey you,
当他们顺服你的时候，
it helps them to realize it represents obeying God.
就代表帮助他们去代表他们要顺服神。
Because if we're teaching our children properly,
因为如果我们正确地去教导我们的儿女，
They will learn at a very young age.
他们就很年幼的时候就会学到，
I obey parents because the Bible tells me so.
我顺服父母因为圣经告诉我们，
I obey mom and dad because God tells me so.
我顺服妈妈爸爸因为神告诉我们，
And I love God.
我爱神。
And yes, I love my parents.
我爱我父母。
But the reason that I love and obey my parents is because I obey God.
原因我信服我的父母是因为我信服神。
You know, I don't know if you understand that slight difference of principle.
我不知道你明不明白这个小小的原则的区别。
But it makes a very big difference in their lives.
但是会在他们生命里面会有很大的区别。
Because God becomes the center of their authority.
因为神就是他们权力的中心。
From a very young age.
在年幼的时候。
It's not us, not the parents.
不是我们，不是父母。
And therefore that trains them to see God and who He is.
所以就帮助他们训练他们去看神是哪一位。
To see who they are in relationship to God.
看他们和神的关系是他们是哪一个。
So you must discipline out of love.
所以我们是要用爱来去管教。
Discipline must be consistent.
管教也需要是持续性的。
Discipline is never in anger.
但我们绝对不可以在怒气里面去管教。
And you never discipline without instruction and restoration.
管教也不可以说没了指示和恢复。
So Ephesians 6:4 actually says, you teach them and the admonition of the Lord. Actually, admonition is the word that is used there.
以弗所书里讲到是
Admonition,
Ephesians 6:4. 以弗所书六章四节，就是要去。
We admonish them.
我哋去教导佢哋。
The word admonition means to instruct, to encourage.
教导呢个字咧，就系训诫。
To gently warn.
就系要去温柔嘅去警戒佢哋。
You know, and if we discipline without instruction and restoration,
如果我们去管教他们，没有去教导，同埋去同他们恢复关系的话，
it exasperates the child.
就会激怒，原来
it leads them to anger.
导致他们去有怒气，
leads them to rebellion.
令到他们去反叛。
So we must discipline them and instruct them in righteousness using God's words.
所以我们要用神的话语去管教他们，去教导他们。
To show them when we are disciplining how it connects to your disciplining out of love.
当我们管教的时候，让他们看到我们怎么是因为爱去管教他们。
And you must always connect your love with discipline.
你要用你的爱和这个管教要连起来。
God makes you as the parent responsible for this child.
所以神让你成为父母是要对这个儿女负责。
So when you discipline your child, you are also doing what God calls you to do.
当你去管教儿女的时候，你也是做着神要你去做的事。
And you will teach this child because you love them.
你教导他们因为你爱他们。
Because you were called to chase away that sin.
因为神呼召你要去除去他的罪。
And have the heart of obedience.
让他们有一个顺服的心。
And when we lead, when we instruct them and help them to see that it is because of their sinful heart and desires,
当我们帮助他们去看到因为他们的罪性，他们
的心， they will hit the child and take his toy.
他们会去打另外一个小朋友，拿走他的玩具。
We help them to see, oh yeah, my actions come from a heart that is sinful.
我们让他们看到，没错，我这个行为是因为我罪的心。
And that instruction is teaching them to say, yes, we need to realize what we do is wrong and sinful, but it comes from our hearts.
所以让他们看到，是因为我们从我们心里面想出来，做出来的事情就是错。
And we have sinned against this boy.
我们犯罪得罪了这个小朋友。
But most of all, we sinned against God.
但是更重要的，我们是得罪了神。
So to be complete in restoration is you have to help your child to ask for forgiveness.
所以要恢复这个重建这个关系，就是你要要你的儿女去祈求饶恕。
From the person he sinned against and also from God.
请那个他得罪了的人原谅他，同埋求神去饶恕他。
And that is restoration.
这个就是恢复重建。
And you must restore them.
你要去恢复他们。
Help them to see that God's grace brings forgiveness.
让他们看到神的恩典是带来赦免。
That when they repent before God.
当他们在神的面前悔改。
When they say sorry to daddy, mommy, to whoever they offend.
当他们说对不住，跟父母或者跟他们得罪的人。
We forgive them and embrace them.
我们就赦免他们，拥抱他们。
Okay, And this is a constant thing when you're disciplining them.
这个是一个持续的, 你当你管教他的时候,
and this is the demonstration of God's love and discipline to the child.
这个就是表示神, 的爱和管教。
When your children grow older,
当, 儿女大一点的时候,
that focus changes a little.
这个的, 焦点是会改变了一点点。
You start focusing on developing Christian character.
你就要去注重他培养他的基督徒的品格。
You know, we keep Galatians 5 in focus.
我们看到哥罗西书第五章。
You know, we all want to make our children well-rounded.
我们都想我们的儿女十项全能。
To learn all the skills of life.
是生活上所有的能力都学到。
But God says they want your children to be well-rounded internally.
但是神希望你的儿女是内心的 完整,
developing them to be godly men and women,
帮助他们成为属神的,
training their hearts to seek after the Lord,
训练他们的心去寻找神,
you know, and we must train our children to be godly wives and husbands.
我们要训练我们的儿女成为属神的丈夫, 属神的太太。
They won't just automatically learn to do that when they start dating.
他们开始拍拖的时候, 不会自动学习这件事的。
You know, we're going to begin to train them.
我们要去, 教育他们。
What does it mean to be a good husband and wife?
一个好丈夫, 好妻子是什么意思?
Because understanding that God gives each and every person roles.
要明白神给每一个人有不同的角色。
And how we are to love each other.
我们应该怎样去互相的相爱,
as well as submit to each other.
和互相的顺服。
You know, when our children get older, they may not always appreciate our counsel.
当我们的儿女, 长大一点的时候, 他们不一定是很愿意接受我们的辅导。
And we will face that as teenagers.
特别是当他们是, 少年时期。
You know, and a lot of times we give up.
很多时候呢, 我们就放弃。
But it doesn't take away our obligation to instruct and encourage them, God's word.
但是不等于我们就没有责任去教导他们，用神的话去教导他们。
Even when we're their parents, we're always their parents.
我们永远都是他们的父母。
We have to continue to be persistent, even when they don't want to hear it.
我们要去持续的, 就算他们不想听,
to point them to Christ.
去将他们带到基督面前。
You know, we have to have the balance of that.
我们要有一个平衡。
Deuteronomy 6:7-8 says that.
申命记6章7-8节这么说。
You shall teach them diligently with your children, and you shall talk with them when you sit in your house. Oh, I forgot the 8-9. And when you walk.
就是申命记。
7:8, you shall bind them on the signs of your hand, and they shall be as four frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your homes and on your gates.
第八和第九节，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
You know, we got to do all we can to remind them.
就是我们要尽力。 能够做的,
you know, that's what it says. Write them between your eyes.
就是摆在你的额上,
you know, write them as doorposts and on the walls.
写在门框上和, 城门上。
Even if they don't want to hear it, we got to show them what God wants.
就算他们不想听, 我们都要告诉他们神的话语。
And, you know, and finally, as parents,
最后我们作为父母,
you know, it's a difficult task.
是一个很困难的工作。
You know, parents need the fullness of the Spirit working in you.
父母也需要圣灵的充满。
Parents need to be sensitive to the needs of their children.
父母需要对儿女的需要, 敏感。
And I want to bring you back to the beginning of Deuteronomy 6.
我想带回你去看, 申命记第六章。
You can't be a good godly parent.
你不可以成为一个好的属神的父母。
You can't teach them what God wants.
你不可以教导他们, 神的旨意。
Until you yourself is disciplined by God.
直到你是受到神的管教。
Deuteronomy 6:5-8. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
生命记五章六节，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
All right, then you shall teach them diligently to your children.
之后咧就系殷勤教训你嘅儿女。
So you get that?
所以你睇到吗
？This exhortation is actually for us first.
呢个首先咧，神呢度讲到咧，首先系要向对我哋讲嘅。
Parents,
父母
，we must love God with all our heart, our soul, and all our mind.
我哋要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华我哋嘅神。
We must be able to do that first.
我哋首先自己要做得到。
So if we ever have hope to be a godly parent,
如果你想做一个属神嘅父母。
We must first be a godly child before God.
你就首先要成为神嘅儿女。
Our children will learn best.
我哋嘅儿女学得最好嘅就系。
When they see God's word at work in our hearts.
睇见神嘅话喺你嘅心里边工作。
If we live out the gospel in our lives.
如果我哋喺我哋嘅生命里边活出福音。
When we live out asking for forgiveness.
当我哋活出我哋祈求赦免，
from sin,
我哋转离罪，
and restoring relationships around us.
同我哋周围嘅人恢复关系。
When they see this happening in our own lives,
当佢哋咁样睇到喺我哋生命里边出现嘅时候，
that becomes the greatest witness to our children.
呢个就系对我哋儿女最大嘅见证。
And especially our church,
同埋特别系我哋教会。
When our church When our members,
我哋嘅会友
brothers and sisters are not seeing eye to eye.
我弟兄姊妹都冇正面嘅相对
How do we restore conflict?
我哋点样可以去恢复我哋嘅冲突
How are we to learn to love and love others more than ourselves?
我哋点样可以去爱人如己
And when we demonstrate this before our children in the church,
当我哋咁样喺教会里边表现嘅时候
it helps them to embrace the church.
就会帮助佢哋爱教会。
To see that people aren't just putting on a mask.
睇到人唔系净系戴住一个面具。
It's not a fake veneer of living well.
唔系净系一个嘅假装，我哋活得好好。
But it's a reality of the gospel being in their lives.
而系一个福音喺我哋生活里边活出嚟。
If they see that happening in the midst of our church,
如果佢哋睇到我哋教会里边系咁样嘅事
，they would want to be part of that.
他就希望成为教会的一份子。
And that exhorts us.
也都去鼓励我们。
Therefore, to live that out.
就是要这样去活出来。
God exhorts us to love him with all our soul, all our mind, and all our heart.
神就是要激励我们去尽心尽性尽意尽力去爱神。
That is where it begins.
就是从我们开始。
That is the only way that we can be godly parents.
就是这样我们才可以成为属神的父母。
Let's pray.
让我一起祈祷。
Lord, we can see that a godly home does not come easily or automatically.
神啊，我哋睇到一个属神嘅家庭，唔系会自动嘅，话好容易嘅可以获得。
But it is something that you call us to work on at all times.
但系你系呼召我哋去尽力而行。
But it'sAs we work,
当我哋尽努力嘅时候
，You call us to be dependent on Your grace.
你呼召我哋去依靠你嘅恩典。
For it is truly Your grace, Your gospel that is at work in each and every one of our lives.
因为系你嘅恩典，你嘅福音喺我哋每一个人嘅生命里边工作。
And it is this gospel that works in the lives of our children.
就系呢个福音，亦都喺我哋儿女嘅心里边工作。
Father, help us.
求天父帮助我哋。
To daily walk with Christ,
每日与基督同行
to live a life that is submissive to Him,
去活出一个顺服佢嘅生活
a life that serves Him,
去侍奉佢
that we do all things for the purpose of glorifying Christ,
我哋所做嘅一切都系为咗荣耀基督
even so simple things as caring for the needy and caring for our children and our family.
就算简单的就是服侍有需要的人服侍我们的儿女我们的家庭
Even the monotony of things of throwing out the garbage and the folding of clothes
就算是沉闷的工作，好像要扔垃圾或者接沙。
The mowing of the lawn，
去铲草。
The caring for our babies，
照顾我们的婴孩。
The helping of our brothers and sisters' children，
帮助弟兄姊妹的婴孩。
Lord， help us to be willing to do these things，
求主帮助我们愿意去做。
Because we love you，
因为我们爱你。
We love them，
我们爱他们。
Lord， help us to live this out in our lives，
求主帮助我们活出这件事。
Lord， we know that it is only through your spirit can we learn to love others，
主啊，我们知道唯有藉着你的圣灵，我们可以去学习去爱人。
Because it's your spirit that helps us to turn from ourselves，
因为是你的圣灵帮助我们去转离自己。
Help us to love you with all our heart and our mind，
帮助我们尽心尽性爱主。
Turn us from our selfishness，
帮助我们转离自己的自私。
Always lead us away from conflict and division，
帮助我们转离冲突同埋分裂。
Father， turn our hearts from bitterness，
将我们的心从苦毒里面离开。
For we know that bitterness destroys the soul，
我们知道苦毒可以去毁灭人的心。
Bitterness destroys the home，
毁灭家庭。
And bitterness destroys the church，
苦毒亦都毁灭教会。
It is only through you, O Lord，
唯有藉住主你自己，
will we have the ability to love and humble ourselves，
我们才可以去爱去谦卑自己。
Fill us with the love of Christ，
求你将基督的爱充满我们。
That his word may dwell richly in us，
让他的话语丰丰富富地住在我们内心。
Only then can we contribute to the joy and harmony of our home，
以致我们可以在家庭的喜乐和谐里面作出贡献。
Father， let us have that commandment posted on our head，
求主帮助我们将这个诫命戴在额头上。
To love God with all our heart, soul and mind，
尽心尽性爱主。
And to love others more than ourselves，
爱人如己。
Only then can we truly build strong and godly homes in a church that glorifies you，
唯有这样我们才可以建立一个属神的家庭，属神的教会，去荣耀你的名。
Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen。 Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn， number 315，
让我们一起起立唱我们的最后一首。
Teach me thy ways, O Lord，
315。 指示你路。
Receive the benediction. Father, we ask that you will teach us your ways. The Lord The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace forever. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Once again, we'd like to welcome everybody worshiping with us today.
We'd
like to welcome any newcomers in our midst.
有没有新来的朋友呢?
You can give a greeting to the people next to you. If you don't know their name, introduce yourself. Learn each other's names. And if they're new, first time here, introduce them to us. Okay, there are a couple of announcements. We're happy to say that we're going to, if you enjoyed I'm not sure if you enjoyed this sermon on teaching your children.
But all
we talked about today is the tip of the iceberg. And as parents, I encourage you, there's a lot of books that are here to help us.
作为家长的话,
a lot of books that are very helpful to help us to know how to train our children in a biblical way. You know, the most shameful thing is that a lot of times we go to books. That we choose the wrong books. You know, don't pick the books that are coming from a secular perspective. You must have a biblical perspective to be able to help us, to guide us right in teaching our children. You know, so if you're interested in really serious about wanting to raise your children, I do suggest that you come and take a look at the names of these books. But don't take them before you tell me. Okay, so take a look at the books, and if you want to borrow them, you'll feel free to tell me and let me know. Okay, and I'm happy to say that we're actually having a parenting seminar coming up next. The next two Fridays. It's happening during Pioneer Club from 4:30 to 6:30. So we do welcome you to come if you're available. Mabel will be speaking in those two lectures. So you're welcome to come join us at 4:30 to 6:30. And there is an announcement about missions from George. Sorry, I can't hear that.
It's a wonderful opportunity to work alongside our missionary.
Okay, 是一个很好的机会，能够一齐嚟到喺度做呢个短宣。
And to work with children,
that
Pastor Paul talked about.
我哋系教友呢个小朋友，就好似今日许牧师讲到。
So please see me if you're interested, and we can see which
date
works better, and
we can
do that.
我哋请同学联络。
2 o'clock, cell group leaders, we're meeting downstairs on the corner. Meet in the second room in the fellowship hall.
Okay. Yeah, those are and there's an announcement on May 18th. There will be a wedding at our church.
5月18号呢，我们的教会有一个婚礼。
William and Candy do invite all of you to join them in this happy occasion.
William and Candy 是欢迎大家来到一起来到参加的。
Okay, May 18th.
5月18号。
I don't think they're here now, right?
他们或者不在这里啊。
Okay. Alright, so keep that in mind. If you're free that day, come and celebrate with them.
那天有空的话，大家请你来临。
And we do ask that you keep Pastor David in your prayers.
请大家继续为王牧师祈祷。
Continue his recovery.
继续为他的康复。
That he can come and join us in worship soon.
希望他很快就可以来到和我们一起敬拜。
And we do pray that Pastor Wilson, who's going through another phase of chemo tomorrow.
还有 Pastor Wilson, 他是Wilson 牧师，他明天会有另一个期的化疗。
Yeah, pray that God will watch over his chemo treatment tomorrow.
希望神会眷顾他。
That's all the announcements for today.
就是这么多了。
Let us take a moment of silent meditation, and we will actually we welcome you all to join us for lunch.
让我们静默一刻，我们大家都是欢迎留低是午膳的。
That we can continue our fellowship.
我们可以继续我们的团契。
Thank you.